Off the Front. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. 2015 Quest winner Brent Sass and defending champion Hugh Neff are running close at the front of the race. The pair have made it to Stepping Stone 285 miles into the race. Two-time past champion Alan Moore and fellow Quest veterans Matt Hall and Ed Hopkins are among mushers giving chase farther back along the trail. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, the trail has been fast since Saturday's start in Whitehorse.
Sunday was the perfect day for dog mushing in Yukon territories. It was 3 degrees below zero when Hugh Neff crossed the Yukon River in the blinding sunshine and stopped in Carmax, 170 miles into the race. He knelt down next to his dogs and removed booties while they snacked on frozen salmon chunks.
Doing there, Rosie? How you doing, amigo?
Neff was first into Carmax, but had a bumpy start to the race when he hit a tricky turn about 12 miles out of Whitehorse.
Tree right on the corner, so if you put your brake to slow down going down the hill, you're going to hit that tree hard, so you have to let off the brake a little bit. And all of a sudden, the whole team's going over a cliff, and the trail's not wide at all, and I went with it, sled flipped over. I'm like, oh my God.
His sled got tangled up with another musher, Paige Drobny. A third musher, Gaetan Pirard, helped get them both upright, and Neff continued down the hill.
Hit a tree, I bounced off, hit another tree, they broke the carabiner that connects the sled to the dogs, and there goes my dog team. And fortunately, there's lots of people right down there at the bottom on the river.
Someone held onto his team until he could drag the sled over. All the dogs were fine, but Neff was a little banged up. As the Carmax Recreation Center filled up with teams Sunday afternoon, mushers said the trail was one of the fastest they'd seen. Alan Moore said it was almost too fast.
Can't get much faster. I mean, it's like a skating rink in most places.
At the earlier checkpoint in Braeburn, about 40 minutes down the Klondike Highway, the dog yard was full. Laura Neese attached a bale of straw to the top of her sled with a bungee cord as the sun climbed over the surrounding mountains. She said the run from Whitehorse was an adventure.
Really beautiful, yeah. Delightful. There were a couple sections the first run where a lot of us were tipping. You could see just a trail of stuff everywhere.
So she was happy to be doing the next section during daylight. On the way to Carmax, mushers passed through the chain of lakes, a long section of lakes with a variety of portages in between.
And they're usually pretty twisty, turny, straight down drops and up. They're really fun if you're ready for them.
As she took off, two helpers and big parkas guided her dogs across the Klondike Highway to get her back on the trail. Her sister Erin and brother-in-law Keith Hoddle came up from Ohio to handle for Neese. They also happened to be on their honeymoon. That means they'll spend the next week driving through the wilderness, sleeping in the truck, and helping untangle dogs at checkpoints. Not a typical honeymoon.
The sunrise this morning was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was.
So we got to enjoy that together. And we stood by the fire for a couple minutes last night, so it has its moments.
It does. We're enjoying it.
At 20 years old, Neese is the youngest musher in the race for the second year straight. Last year, she won the Sportsmanship Award for helping out others on the trail and for her unwavering smile. This year, her boss is running it, too. Ed Steelstra runs the Mushing Kennel in Michigan, where Neese lives and trains.
I'm in awe of her. She is a racing phenom. She's going to do things in this sport that I never even had desire to do.
That's part of the reason Steelstra is here, to help Neese build a dog team for future races and to thank her for being such a good employee.
She lives in one of our old dog trucks because it's the closest thing to the kennel. I don't think people know that. I mean, we have four cabins on our properties. She lives in an old box truck.
While Steelstra has run the Iditarod several times before, this is his first Quest, and he's expecting a challenge.
The Quest, there's very little opportunity for shelter compared to Iditarod. So, I mean, arguably, that makes the Quest harder. It's darker, it's colder, we go over mountain summits, for crying out loud here.
On Sunday night, mushers ran north on a fast trail under clear, cold skies. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Carmax, I'm Molly Reddig.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Smart Automotive, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.